This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells. From pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Lots to get to. We are still talking about the illegal aliens who were sent to Martha's Vineyard by Governor Ron DeSantis, and there is outrage from the left. They are saying this is evil, this is inhumane, this is abhorrent, this is not very Christian-like. And of course, it's hard not to see the, I know I keep using this word, but it's hypocrisy. Illegal aliens for thee, but not for me. And I want to point something out here, is that I never want to paint a broad brush. We're really trying to avoid doing that. I know everyone's circumstances are different. All I'm trying to say is that when you have a country and you don't have laws and you don't have a border, it's really hard to have a functioning country. And it kind of explains why things are going in the direction that they're going. And another thing I want to add is I did live in Martha's Vineyard. I worked with a lot of people who were here on visas for work. Some of the hardest working people I've ever met were people who were here on visas working. And people who are doing things the right way, I have no issue with that. And I even have sympathy for people who think they're going to come here and it's going to be this kind of utopia, when really the journey to get here is oftentimes brutal. A lot of people die. Women are raped. It is not what the left paints it to be. So I'm not coming at this from a place with zero compassion. I'm really not. I cannot understand how the left can justify border towns in Texas having to deal with this, and then why they shouldn't have to deal with it. And there's a number I wanted to read here, and this is from the Ben Shapiro meme. He says, so in New York City, the population is 8.4 million. In Chicago, it's 2.7 million. And they've had a couple of dozen, maybe hundreds of illegal aliens showing up in their cities, in their sanctuary cities. And they're freaking out. They're overwhelmed. They don't have the infrastructure for it. You know, they can't be expected to take care of these people that they told us they'd be able to take care of. And then you have Del Rio, which is 36,000 people, and they're expected to take on thousands of people a day sometimes, and nobody blinks an eye. Nobody's saying, oh, this is horrific. We're at our breaking point. This can't go on. No, of course not, because it's okay for those towns to have to deal with it. I'm just coming at this from a place of there has to be one standard. You can't expect these towns to deal with this. And by the way, I want to play something here, because before I get back to the calls, I'd be remiss if I didn't play a little bit of Sunny Hostin from The View. She's talking about DeSantis sending people here on sending people to Martha's Vineyard on planes. Can I have cut 27?
Because I think this is just political theater.
Yeah.
If you think about it, everybody called Obama the deporter in chief.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans seem to have forgotten about that. In 9 months, the Trump administration carried out 400,000 expulsions. During Biden's first full 18 months in office, U.S. Border authorities have carried out over 1.7 million expulsions.
All right,
so we have had
there.
Many more.
This is why I'm interested in this, because numbers matter. Context matters. If I learn anything from Jen Psaki, it is that. And she's leaving out some important context with those numbers. You know, she's and I want to point out another part of this, which I find funny, is that this reminds me of how the liberals handle green energy, where it's like, oh, we're transitioning away from fossil fuels. And then the second you say, you know, this is a terrible idea, everything's breaking down, they say, well, we've been drilling more fossil fuels than Trump did. Well, which one is it? Are you ending fossil fuels, or are you producing more than any other president on earth, because both of those things can't exist at the same time. And what I'll say is he the open border president who's welcome everyone with open arms and Trump was the bad guy for deporting people? Or is Joe Biden deporting people at such a rapid rate that he makes Trump look like it's amateur hour? Which one is it? Pick a lane, Sonny. Pick a lane. And by the way, those numbers that she cited, here are some other numbers you might find interesting. So she says in the first 9 months, Trump did 400,000 in the first 18 months. So it's interesting that we have 9 months for one and 18 months for the other. Seems like that's a strange way to do these statistics. But 9 months for Trump, 400,000, 1.7 for Biden after 18 months. So let's look at the numbers, okay? Now, this is from FAIR. Since President Biden took office, nearly 4.9 million illegal aliens have crossed our border. 4.9 million. CBP had 199,976,000 encounters at the southwest border in July of 2022. This is, now how's this for a number, Sonny? Okay. This is a 325% increase from the average number of July apprehensions under President Biden. 325% increase. So don't brag about the 1.7 million deportations when the number of people crossing has gone up 325%. I think that kind of negates your deportation statistic, but she would never say that statistic because it doesn't fit the narrative. All right, let's go to the callers here. We are talking about Ron DeSantis, and something, just one other thing I want to throw in is there's a lot of stories out there today. Biden administration is reaching a tentative deal with the Amtrak to avoid a national rail strike. Don Lemon is moving from primetime to the morning, which is, I mean, I'm not a TV expert, but never really a good thing to have to leave primetime to do the morning shows. And Hunter Biden is crying poverty and trying to slash his child support for the four-year-old child that he has never, allegedly has never met. Let's go to Kathy. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Grace. Nice to speak to you.
You as well.
I am a nurse in Boston at a major trauma center, we'll say. And this has been going on with us for months. People just arrive at our door, whole families, suitcases, everything from the airport. Come most, I'd say probably 98% of them are from Haiti via Brazil to Mexico and then crossing. And then they're getting up here on the flights. I'm not sure exactly how they get them. And, you know, they're having to take over our waiting rooms and different parts of the hospital. We've had to set up, like, shelters for them and stuff. It's been pretty tough. We've lost a few social workers. It's just ongoing. I mean, we're getting a little better grip on it, but it's been very, very draining for everybody. And I see no end in sight on it.
Yeah, and at the same time, I'm glad you brought this up, Kathy, because this kind of goes against what Kamala Harris has told us. Can I have this flashback from just a few days ago? Kamala Harris was doing a sit-down interview with the wonderful reporter, Chuck Todd. This is cut 31.
We have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border.
No, we don't. And I'm so sick.
That is false.
Yeah, any fact checkers on that? I'm going to talk about the fact checkers later because I've got some bones to pick with the fact checkers. But what about the fact that everyone's going after DeSantis, everyone's going after Abbott, everyone's going after Ducey? Where is this energy for Joe Biden, the man whose job it is to secure our borders? He cares more about securing the borders of Ukraine than he does about securing the borders of the United States.
Come on, man.
And listen to Ron DeSantis, because he's not having it. This is why I love Ron DeSantis. He knows how to play it. These governors are finally doing what they should have been doing for a very long time. They're playing offense. Democrats are not opposed to their own political theater when they think it's going to work for them. And the media goes right along with it. Now, this is the kind of political theater that the media is going to try to demonize the right for. But guess what? It says you don't need to have John Berman break it down for you. You see the headline and you understand it. You don't need the narrative spin from MSNBC to see why the liberals look like hypocrites. Let's take a listen to Ron DeSantis. This is cut 29.
Even people across the border, there's a lot that say they want to come to Florida. So our message is, you know, we're not a sanctuary state. We don't have benefits or any of that. There are some sanctuary jurisdictions, and that would be better. Now, what would be the best is for Biden to do his damn job and secure the border.
Oh, that's hate speech. How dare you? He's very, very busy throwing a party for inflation, for your information, Ron. You clearly didn't get your invitation. Paul, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, Grace? Earlier on in the first hour, you asked, like, kind of, say I'm hanging out with my friends who are libs on the weekend having a few drinks, and, like, how are they, if this topic comes up, it's like, how are they kind of try to fight around it and things like that? So I'm in the same age range as you, Grace. I love my friends. But I guarantee, here's what they're going to try and say. They're going to say, okay, Paul, well, places like Texas and Arizona and New Mexico are constantly having to deal with this 24/7, 365, and they have preparations, and they're used to it. And small places up here like Mass and Martha's Vineyard are not. And over, he's like sending them here overnight on two private planes, and it's like an ambush and things like that. So that's probably the type of nonsense I'm going to have to encounter over the weekend, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on, like, how I can try and combat that.
Yeah, and you know what, Paul? I'm glad you brought that up, because now I can take that in. My initial reaction is, says who? You know, Texas is built for it. They're prepped for it. Says who? Go down and ask somebody in Texas if they feel prepared for it. Who's to say who's prepared for it and who's not? I don't think any country is built to be prepared for fentanyl and illegal aliens and small children with no parents coming over the border. I don't think anyone's built for that. Tell your friends, if they bring that up, to maybe talk to a border agent who's watched these children drown in the Rio Grande. Or is that what the Texas border towns are built for? Is that what those people are supposed to expect? Is this the life that they have to expect in the United States of America? Because a few liberals from cushy areas that have never had to deal with this deemed them the ones who can handle it. I don't think that stands. I don't know who decided way back when that certain towns in this country were going to take on this massive burden because of liberal politicians who don't want to do their jobs. But I would say, I would just say, no, I think I disagree. I think that if you went to Texas and you asked those people if they feel like they're prepared for it, they might argue that they're not. And maybe it's, maybe like emergencies, preparedness is in the eyes of the beholder. So I would just say, no, we're not prepared. If I was in Texas, I would say, nope, sorry, we're not built for this either. I identify as a Martha's Vineyard beautiful person, and I am not ready for this. Mentally, emotionally, physically, I cannot take this anymore. Just consider me John Kerry for the day. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? Well, we don't. But the liar said no new taxes on individuals making $400,000. So we paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've ever spent. This is no joke. As Joe Biden would say, I'm being deadly earnest. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Gold's new guide, 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I would also add in, what do you want? What was going to get the attention of these liberals? What was going to make people understand besides this? Because this has been happening for decades and nobody cares. Nobody talks about it. You don't see the reporters down at the border, you know, from MSNBC crying for the people there like they're doing now for the people in the vineyard. What was going to make people wake up to this? Nothing. People often don't wake up to things until it's right at their backyard, knocking on their door. So I'm glad they're doing this. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with the rest of your calls. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Whenever I think CNN's going to have like a eureka moment where they say, oh, mea culpa here. We understand now why people feel this way. We understand the error of our ways, how we've been creating these double standards and expecting small towns in Texas to deal with what no town should have to deal with. Instead, what do I get? I get John Berman comparing Ron DeSantis sending illegal aliens on planes to Martha's Vineyard to the Holocaust.
And a hell of a lot of journalism.
And that's what you missed on CNN. One other thing I wanted to add in here before I go right to the calls, I just thought of what this reminds me of. You know, that last caller, Paul, and I really appreciate him offering up what his liberal friends are going to say. And he hit me with it, and I think I said exactly what I would say, but I thought of something else. Because I think Paul's on to something. I think that will be the argument. Like, oh, you know, in El Paso, in Texas, they're prepared for this. They have the infrastructure. They're used to it. And they're sending planes to Martha's Vineyard. And it was an ambush and all these things. I consider that to be like when your boyfriend or your husband, mine does not do this. I want to clear his name right now. But I know that other people do. Where you'll say, hey, can you do the dishes? And your boyfriend says, well, you like it a certain way. You do it better than I do. That's essentially what they're saying. Oh, so can you take on some illegal aliens since you think open borders are such a good idea? Well, no, you guys do it so much better. You guys know you have all the, you know, you have your specific way of bringing people in. And as the girlfriend in this scenario, as Texas, you look at Martha's Vineyard and you say, why don't you give it a try? Why don't you give it a college try and see how you do? I have confidence in you. I think you're going to do just as good a job as I will. And even if you don't, that's okay. Because at least you tried. Anthony, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
I was listening to you about the them sending them over. What I just told your producer was good for the goose is good for the gander.
Absolutely. It's an old expression, but it still stands.
I remember that thing they were talking about a long time ago. They wanted to put the drug things for the veterans, and some guy stood up and said, not in my backyard.
Yeah, and that's a common thing that you hear, not only with illegal aliens, not in my backyard, but with windmills in Nantucket. And I mean, this stuff that the liberals will do this with, the list goes on and on. I was just writing about this the other day. I can't remember what topic. It might have been illegal immigration, but not in my backyard. NIMBY is a very, it's a pillar of the Democrat Party at this point. I have sympathy for a lot of people, for all these circumstances, but I think that people on Martha's Vineyard have been talking about how they're a sanctuary city. People in New York City have been talking about how they're a sanctuary city. People in Chicago have been talking about how they're a sanctuary city. And I genuinely think that it's their time to prove it. And I don't think it's fair to throw this at one town or two towns or three towns in Texas. Like, no, everyone's got to do their part. If this is the world that we're going to live in, if this is the country that we're going to live in, where we're going to have open borders and no consequences, then everybody's got to play their part. Who says that? Who told me that the other day, that we all have to play our part in this and we have to pay our fair share? That's like a Democrat stance. Well, now it's a Republican stance. I'm taking that back. I think we all need to chip in and help out.
Reclaiming your time.
Yes. Zebra, very quickly, you're up next. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, I appreciate your hypocrisy. You've done a well job. So I'll skip on to the core of what I wanted to say, which is I think that Ron DeSantis is a compassionate genius for these reasons. He not only didn't split up families, he sent some English speaking with them, and he sent Venezuelans who know the toxicity of socialism right into the heart of it. And if some reporter can get down and actually give a mic to one of these people, they'll tell them, don't let this happen to you.
844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Zebra. Get on the lines now for Woke or Joke. We'll be right back. We'll continue to talk about this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We will get back to what is happening in Martha's Vineyard and in front of Kamala Harris's home in D.C., so don't go anywhere. We also have updates on Hunter Biden. We'll talk to Ben Weingarten in the 2 o'clock, so there's still a lot of show left. But now it is time for everyone's favorite segment of the week. Woke or Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Patios are open, and you can enjoy a spectacular plate of antipasto and a glass of wine. You can visit them in Wrentham, Malden, Westford, Marlborough, or Maynard. Taylor Cormier is in the studio. You ready to go, Taylor?
I'm always ready.
All right, it's time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
Half the joke was on me. Oh, no.
Now, if you want to call in and play, the number is 844-500-4242. Again, it's 844-500-4242. We have a few lines open, so you can still get on the line. You could be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria, and it's pretty simple. Taylor's going to read you a headline, and all you have to do is tell us, is it woke, as in it's really happening, or is it a joke? Did one of these two sickos in the studio with me make it up? And that is up for you to decide. Taylor, I'm going to go to the callers. Let's start with Mike. You're first up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
I am ready.
All right, Mike, here is your headline. Filmmakers promise carbon neutral production of live action Captain Planet movie.
That's a joke.
That is a joke.
Nice job, Mike.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Very good.
Do you remember Captain Planet?
I don't. Is that a cartoon?
Yeah. Back in the 90s. Jared, you remember Captain Planet.
Absolutely, I remember Captain Planet. He's a hero. He's going to bring pollution down to zero.
It was a cartoon in the 90s.
Yeah, there
you
were...
You know, I wasn't a cartoon girl.
Yeah.
I like Bob's Burgers, but that's more modern.
That's not a kid's...
Yeah, no, I didn't. Rugrats. I liked Rugrats. That's it, though.
Yeah, okay. Captain Planet, there were five... multicultural.
It was basically
kids,
like an early Climate Justice League.
Yeah, pretty much, and they all had like different powers, and they'd summon Captain
That's
Planet.
A great name. Did they call it Climate Justice League?
I don't think they did.
They didn't have that term back
then.
They
were the Planeteers.
Yeah,
that's what they.
They
were.
Should remake it and have them all be like Greta Thunberg. She would be one of them for sure. All right, let's go to Sheldon. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Sheldon?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, Sheldon, here's your headline. Maryland High School adds meditation period. Students to be graded on calmness.
Seeing how my girlfriend's a teacher, I think that is woke.
Ooh, I'm sorry. It is a joke. I'm sorry.
Ah, Sheldon.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Your girlfriend might be a teacher, but you are a big-time loser. That's your job, being a big-time loser.
Big-time, full-time loser.
You know nothing
loser.
About anything, yeah. Frankly. You're a loser.
Full-time loser.
Have you ever meditated?
No. Do I look like somebody who's ever meditated?
No, and based off your disposition, I wouldn't gather that you meditate.
No,
you're not very calming.
I can be very calming.
Uh-oh, he's going to yell at me.
I'm as calming as a cat sitting on your lap.
I'm very calm.
I'm so calm.
Yeah, meditating's hard. It takes a lot of focus.
I don't get it. What?
It's weird. It's like, so you have to focus on, they'll say like, oh, focus on your toes, focus on your fingers.
Why?
Focus on, it's to kind of train your brain to block things out.
Why?
And then if your brain wanders, you say, oh, my brain's wandering, bring it back
but
to the mind.
But as soon as I come out of meditation, everything comes back into my world.
People say,
what's the point of being calm if I'm just going to get frustrated again?
People say that if you master it, if you do it over and over again, then you can really meditate anywhere. Like you can become calm.
What's
in
the point
situation?
Of even existing then if you're just not going to be in contact with anybody?
Oh, I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you what I know.
If it works for you, it works for you. I'm
Spoken like a true contrarian, everything I say. All right, let's see. Let's go to Lloyd. You're next up, Lloyd. Are you ready for your headline?
Ready.
All right, Lloyd, here's your headline. Therapist says you shouldn't hug your own children without asking permission.
Oh, that's a complete joke.
It's not.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Actually,
oh, no.
Actually, Lloyd, you're the complete joke today.
Oh, wow. She's coming after him.
I know.
I will say, I read a bunch of parenting books before we had the baby.
I read nothing.
And there was one book that was super out there where they talked about asking the child's permission to change the diaper before you do it. And I was like, wait,
yeah,
what?
It's all about, and this article is the same way. It's all about fostering this mentality of giving consent for somebody to do things. But I was not aware that I was, you know, a CEO of my house, and I had to ask my employees their consent for me to hug them.
Yeah, give your kid a form to fill out in triplicate.
Are they gonna file a harassment complaint with my wife?
All right, let's go to...
She fills out her own harassment complaints against me.
All right, you good? Can we move on? Let's go to Bob.
I'll meditate.
Yeah, let's go to Bob. You're next up with Taylor Cormier, who's really on a roll here on Woke or Joke. You ready, Bob?
I am bigly ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right, bigly ready, Bob. Here's your headline. Art made with artificial intelligence wins at state fair.
This is woke.
It is woke.
Very good, Bob.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
You are a winner today, and it's so refreshing. Refreshing because it's very refreshing because we've had so many losers that it's nice to have a winner. So give us some info on this artwork.
The guy who made this, he's a video game designer. He was able to use, he entered this piece of art into a state fair, and after it won, he revealed online he'd created his prize-winning art using an artificial intelligence program called Midjourney that can turn text descriptions into images. You've seen, like, on Twitter, some people will type in Joe Biden smashing an ice cream cone against his head, and it'll come up with some weird image of something that looks kind of like Joe Biden.
Yes, I've seen that.
That's artificial intelligence and using text to make an image. But people get very, very detailed with it, and there's a lot more sophisticated technology out there. So he made this image using text, and the computer generated it, and it won at a fair.
See, I'm more of, when it comes to art, and people might not know this about me, I'm more of a classical fan of really just like timeless pieces, like the concentric circles of Hunter Biden. That's where I fall. Anything that looks like it could be in a hotel or motel lobby, that's what I'm spending millions of dollars on.
You should have those in your meditation room.
I should. I meditate in my dining room, though.
You should meditate inside of a concentric circle.
Now,
you should get Hunter over your house.
To blow it into a metal straw, and that could be my circle of peace.
Give him a giant PVC pipe to blow.
You know what's actually interesting? Is that, remember when Joe Biden was campaigning during COVID and he had all those circles around people? They're socially distanced. I wonder if Hunter was helping with that.
Ooh.
Because that would have been
a
nice way,
inspiration,
father-son,
maybe?
To get
That's
involved.
How he got started?
Yeah, we're really cracking a lot of investigations here.
Because you could see the empty circles because there was nobody there, and he was just looking at them through the TV saying, those really speak to me.
Yeah.
Hunter doesn't get out of bed to make circles on the lawn. Come on.
Yeah, unless Joe was going to pay him like $1 million. All right, let's go to Sue. You're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Sue?
Yes, I am. Hi, Grace. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Sue.
Here we go.
Here's your headline. Them's new online service offers generic puberty blockers with little oversight.
That is woke.
I'm sorry. It's a joke.
Oh!
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I almost think people like when I call them big-time losers. It's like it's an
honor.
You
know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
You are a big-time loser.
So the joke, if you've seen the ads for Hims, I think it's like this online ED thing. But Them's is funny because it's non-binary.
Yeah, that one would have tricked me. You know why that would have tricked me? Because it was short. You didn't get too crazy with
it. Get too wordy.
Yeah.
With the headline.
You know how I feel when you get very verbose in the headlines.
The shorter, the better. Brevity.
Is the soul of woke.
Woke.
Ooh.
Okay.
Gotcha with that one. Okay, let's go to Steve. Has been on the line for a very long time. I'm rooting for you, Steve. Are you ready for your headline?
Bring it on.
Okay.
Okay, Steve.
I am ready.
Here is your headline. New York lawmaker wants reparations for minorities stuck in traffic.
Oh, that's absolutely woke.
It's absolutely not. Sorry.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Some days the inspiration just hits you.
You're an absolutely, you're a big-time loser.
Put the pressure on 1 hour before Woker joke time.
You know, there
spit out a bunch of article names.
There have been times where I'm driving and I hit a pothole and I do feel like I deserve something from the state of Massachusetts. Like if I hit a pothole hard, you know the kind where it hits your soul, like you feel your heart leave your body? I do feel like I should call up Charlie Baker and say, listen, bro, you are paying. If I have any damage on this wheel, it's coming out of your pocket, Mr. Orange Man, Orange Line Man.
Let's meditate, Grace. Many municipalities do offer exactly what you said. But if it's a state highway, they are not liable.
Yeah, it's more just I'm not going to call up, you know.
I've done it before.
There's only so much time in the day.
Busted an axle on a pothole. Damn right I went to the city.
Oof, I would not like to see you on that day.
Oh, boy. If I've got a complaint against the city, you don't want to see me.
No.
Don't get in my way.
I'm sure. All right, let's
I will fight City Hall.
Yeah. Mm. You will fight corporate America, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to Peter. You're next up on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline? Oh, we're going to go with John? We'll go with John. John, you're up next. Oh, no, we're going to go with Peter. Oh, no.
One of the apostles. Come on, guys.
Peter, you're up next. Are you ready for your headline?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Peter, here's your headline. Sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard is a death sentence as island may soon be underwater, expert claims.
That's a joke.
You got it. Very good joke detection.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
It's also a danger because according to a congressman in this country, Martha's Vineyard could probably tip over
if it has
too many people on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just another element of this that we have to digest. Okay, let's go to Oliver. You're up next on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Oliver?
I am.
Okay.
All right, Oliver, here's your headline. Another attempt. Offices staying open 24/7. Quote, as long as they show up sometime.
That's a joke.
It is. Sorry.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
How many do we have left?
We've got two more.
Perfect. So we got two people on the lines. Let's start with John. Are you ready, John?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, John, here's your headline. Boston Marathon creates new non-binary division for 2023.
Gotta be a joke.
It's not. That's not a joke.
No, that was all over the news, John.
Yep.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
You're a big time loser today.
So you can claim to be a man.
You know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
And be a biological female or vice versa, and you'll be entered into whatever category you claim as. But if you don't claim to belong to anything, I don't know. I guess you don't win in that category because there is no category for that. But now they're creating a category for non-binary.
This is categorically ridiculous.
Very good, Grace.
I'm on today.
You're on something.
Yeah. Brian, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Brian, here's your headline. NFT game pros think poor players could be real-life, non-playable characters in games.
Woke.
It is woke, yeah.
Can you read
that
again?
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Good job, Brian. Congrats.
NFT, non-fungible token game pros, think poor players could be real-life, non-playable characters in games.
This is like when I saw Inception. I have no idea what's going on.
It's
every word of that sentence makes my head hurt.
I know.
It's a tough story
like
to
I'm
get
in
your
algebra again.
Basically, I guess that I don't even know where to begin with this. I'm sorry.
The first step is admitting that you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for playing. Really good round. Congrats to all the winners. You'll be entered to win a $50 gift card from Aviva Trattoria. Thank you to the Wizard of Woke for your wisdom and your talent and your calmness today. We will be back. We'll take more calls on what's happening in Martha's Vineyard. I do want to talk about Hunter Biden and his latest issue. And Stacey Abrams is backtracking. Governor, President Stacey Abrams is backtracking. We will be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Today's listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Whose response to the Martha's Vineyard illegal drop was the most unhinged? The View, John Berman and Ken Burns, or Eli Mistyle?
I'm going to say John Berman and Ken Burns, because whenever you're talking about any subject and you think it's appropriate to compare it or draw parallels, whatever they want to say, to the Holocaust, you're usually going to win the poll question. So I'm going to give this one to CNN. They deserve a win every once in a while.
Not today. They are only at 19% still, John Berman and Ken Burns. In the lead at 75%, The View, and 6% for Eli Mistyle.
You know, I'm happy for any of these contributors, any of these shows to be number one for once in their lives. So congrats to The View. We do have an immediate release here from Martha's Vineyard Humanitarian Response. We continue to provide shelter, food, and care to individuals that arrived on the island yesterday. A coalition of vineyard towns, community-based, and nonprofit groups are assisting in this effort. We will continue to work very closely with our state partners. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and they go on to say weird.
And this was tweeted out by the Visit Martha's Vineyard, their Twitter account, and the caption above the release was, "To our island community, here is an update on the current humanitarian crisis on Martha's Vineyard."
So how would they describe what's been happening in Texas for the last few decades? Is that a humanitarian crisis? Or because a lot of those people are credulous, boomer rube, redneck Republicans, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if their border is overrun. It doesn't matter if fentanyl is flowing through their border. It doesn't matter if their resources are strained. That doesn't matter, right? Because they can handle it because, you know, they're deplorable. So it doesn't matter. Do I have this right? If you're a sophisticated person who might be invited to Barack Obama's birthday party, you're now involved in a humanitarian crisis. But when it happens to people in Texas, you don't give a flying bleep. Do I got that? By the way, I want to throw something out there. This is kind of random, but my mom just texted me and she said that she does not like when I call the listeners who lose Woke or Joke big time losers. She said it really bothers me. Don't call your listeners big time losers. Am I off here? I thought it was like almost from a position of, I thought it was a loving thing. I thought people were enjoying this. I'm not calling you a big time loser because I don't like you.
Yeah, you
lost. It's an affectionate big time loser.
Yeah, you lost the game.
So you're a big time loser. Should I change it? It's up for debate. Maybe we'll do a poll question tomorrow. We'll be right back.